Okay, Chevra, so I'd like to do a lot tonight. Some of the points that we'll make will be relatively small hurls, and maybe we'll have one or two larger pieces thrown in. We already encountered the Gemara towards the top of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that Tefillah is Rachamim, and therefore, Kohecha Deboi Matzli. Therefore, you do not need a Pasuk to tell me that tefillah is done b'chol lashon, because since davening is rachamim, so you could daven any way you want. Now that's an interesting line in the Gemara. It sounds like the Gemara, as explained by Rashi, it sounds like if not for the fact that tefillah would be rachamim, you'd need a pasuk to tell you you could daven any way you want. Well, this is a problem, because that sounds like we're saying that tefillah is d'oraisa, no? Right, think about what the Gemara says. Tefillah is rachamim, right? And therefore you want to beseech the Rabbanu Shel Olam, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what you want. And therefore, because it's rachamim, you don't need a pasuk to say that you could daven in any language. If not for the fact that tefillah is rachamim, you would need a pasuk. Pasuk. Tefillah. Right? If davening is only dirabbanan, so then why would you ever need a pasuk? So there's a few things to be said, right? Let's just plug it in very quickly. Either Rashi holds tefillah is d'oraisa, like Maimonides.
Right. That's not like a crazy thing to say.
It's not crazy at all, but it would be a shtick or raya. Alternatively, maybe Rashi holds like the Ramban, that tefillah is d'oraisa be'es tzara, but be'es tzara, so then I would have thought that you need a pasuk. Kamashon, and since you're asking for rachamei Hashem be'es tzara, you don't need a pasuk.
But that tefillah is only rachamei
be'es tzara. Nachon. Or, then I only need this idea that tefillah is rachamei be'es tzara. Alternatively, and I have this book I bought. I'm not exactly sure why I bought it. I'm like an addict. So I bought this book that has like many different svarim on sota. So one of the svarim they have on sota is called the Toras HaKana'os. So in the Sefer Toras HaKana'os, I'll tell you who wrote it as soon as I can get to the title page. So in the Sefer Toras HaKana'os, which is written by Reb Moshe Bezalel, the son of Shraga Feivish, of Suchavalia, okay? So, no idea who that is. But in the Teres HaKna'os, he says, well, we had the Be'er Sheva's idea, that even though Kriyas HaTorah is fundamentally a din derabbanan, but that means that the Chiyuv is derabbanan. But if you lain, it's a Kiyum d'oraisa. Perhaps that's the same idea by Tefillah, that even though davening is fundamentally derabbanan, but once you're davening, it's a kiyum of the d'oraisa. Right? That's what he suggests. That idea is actually famous in the world of, I would say, triple A brisk. No? There's like, you know, major leagues, triple A, double A. So the major league brisk is like Reb Chaim. Triple A brisk are like Talmidim of Reb Chaim, or so there's one of the Sfarim called the Emek Bracha, Reb Arya Primarchik. I think we spoke about him already. He's a Talmud of Reb Volvel Soloveitchik and a Talmud of the Chazonish. So Reb Arya Primarchik has the following question. The next big topic that we'll be doing, I hope we'll get there on Wednesday night, Amir Tashem, is the Sugya of Duchening. Duchening is interesting. Duchening is Din Dai Raisa. But Duchening is only Dai Raisa. Right? You need two kohanim, etc. And duchening is only d'oraisa in the context of tefillah. If you have a kohen who just gets up there and raises his hands, that's not duchening min ha'teira. Duchening is only d'oraisa in the context of tefillah. Well, how can you have duchening which is d'oraisa in the context of tefillah if tefillah itself is d'rabbanan? Teretz is chiyuv versus kiyum. Tefillah is a chiyuv midrabbanan, according to many. By the way, if you read the Ramban slowly and carefully, the Ramban might be saying that tefillah is always derabbanan. Rav Soloveitchik liked that line in the Ramban, that tefillah be'es tzara is d'oraisa. But if you read the Ramban slowly, the Ramban has two opinions. One opinion is that tefillah be'es tzara is d'oraisa. The second opinion in the Ramban is that tefillah is always midrabbanon. I, the Gemara in Tainus Daf Beis Amar Aleph, says la'avdo b'chol levavchem mizut tefillah. So the Ramban says, you know what? That's a drasha midrabbanon. The min ha-Torah drasha, or the min ha-Torah midoraisa, that pasuk la'avdo b'chol levavchem, doesn't mean you should daven. It means that you should serve God out of conviction rather than as a safety net. People heard of Pascal's wager? Right? Pascal basically said, listen, I don't know if God exists or doesn't exist. If God doesn't exist and I believe in him, okay, big whoop. If God does exist and I don't believe in him, then I'm going to fry. So I may as well believe in God, right? Because it's the less of two evils. Ramban says, "La'avdo b'chol levavcha" means don't do that. Serve the Ribbono Shel Olam as a matter of conviction. Don't serve the Ribbono Shel Olam just as a safety net. Now that line in the Ramban, the Pshat La'avdo b'chol levavcha, is assuming that tefillah is in Gansin midrabbanon. Again, we're only bringing this up because the fact that we need the idea of tefillah rachamei implies that davening could be d'oraisa in some form, and we have three possibilities what that means. Rambam, Ramban A, Ramban B, but it's a kiyum min ha-Torah, and we shteltzu, we connected that, oh, that's a good Yiddish word, shteltzu, is to connect the two, we shteltzu that to the idea that the Emek Brecha has with respect to duchening. Good. Birchas HaMazon. What language do you mention? What language can you mention? Any language, right? B'chol Lashon. Now, there are two girsos in this Gemara. Rashi says that benching is B'chol Lashon is a Dover Pashot, no? Rashi makes the point, Lo Garcina Minolon, De Lo Bayakra, De Mehechatesi De Be'inon Lashon Kodesh. There's zero reason why you should have to bench in Hebrew. That's what Rashi says. There's no svara at all why you should bench in Hebrew. Ad kan devei Rashi. Tosfos. What does Tosfos say?
Why is there a
pasuk? So according to Rashi, even though there is no svara why you should have to bench in Hebrew, the pasuk of V'achalta v'savata uveirachta b'chol lashon sh'atam b'vareich, b'pashtus is saying that even l'chatchila you could bench in French or German or English. There is no reason why it should davka have to be in Hebrew. But maybe l'chatchila it should be in Hebrew. Kamashwal on the pasuk of Ubeirachta, Beirachta means bless Hashem. Any way you're born to bless Hashem, it's good enough. And that's what Rashi writes, Lo kava lo hakosov lashon. It sounds like it is a din lechatchila that you're allowed to bench in French. That actually rhymed. That's like so awesome. Yeah.
I don't remember which source exactly, one of our earlier resolutions to what was included or excluded from original Mishnah is that everything in the Mishnah is lachachila, b'chol lashon, and everything not in the Mishnah is not lachachila. I think it was a Tosfos, but I don't remember. Is not b'chol lashon, and that was like one of the resolutions to why is shuat hadayanim not included, but shuat edus is, maybe because shuat hadayanim lachachila should be in Hebrew, but b'diavad could be in English, so our Mishnah is only coming to tell you the things because of like the elu there that are lachachila.
That's correct. We saw that as one of the commentaries on the Rambam, that the Rambam, if you remember, had a machlokes with his Rebbeim about whether Shavuos Hadayonim, right, Shavuos Hadayonim, like Modeh B'Mikzas, etc., is that supposed to be only in Lashon Kodesh or in any language? And part of that conversation was the Mefarshim and the Rambam were saying, well, maybe all of the dinim in the Mishnah that are b'chol lashon are b'chol lashon, even l'chatchila, but perhaps shvuas hadayonim l'chatchila should be done in biblical Hebrew to scare them more. But b'diyavad, it's going to be okay b'chol lashon, and that's why, right? And that's why it's not included in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is speaking about all this stuff that even l'chatchila is b'chol lashon. So that would fit in very nicely with Rashi. Right?
Why would Rashi have a Kiddush then?
I mean, well, I don't know why Rashi has the Chiddush, but Rashi is just telling me that this idea is found in the Pasuk.
Oh.
The Pasuk of Uveirachta means express your bracha to Hashem. Any way you can express it. Lo kava kasav lashon, any language is good. That's kind of very Rashi. Tosfos. What does Tosfos say, ladies? So first of all, Tosfos says, Rashi shibesh hagirsa. Right? In other words, Tosfos is assuming, and the Pashtus in Rashi is like this also, that there was a text in the Gemara that said minolan, and Rashi is saying, take that word minolan out. Don't have that word minolan. That's basically what Tosfos is saying, no? That's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, take the word minolan out. Tosfos says, oh, well, when Rashi takes the word minolan out, Rashi is messing up the girsa. Because, Tosfos says, there is a real svara why benchen should dafka be in Hebrew. And what's that svara? Why would I think that benchen should dafka be in Hebrew?
Because
it
gives you a
memory. Look inside the Tosfos. What's Tosfos say? Again?
Berachat Kohanim.
When the Berachat Kohanim. Tosis says, the Tosis dear Masal Birkas Hamazon. Rashi messes up the Girsa. Rashi doesn't have Minolon. Right? Because according to Rashi, there's no reason why you shouldn't Lashon Kodesh. Miyun Nira Ikar, Ki Girsas Hasorn de Garsi Bahu Minolon. Disalka Daita Hamina, Nelof Mi Birkas Hargrizim. Dirsiv Bahu Elo Yamdul Varech, Malahalon Belashana Kodesh Afkan. In other words, I should learn a gezeira shava of bracha bracha, which is the same gezeira shava that we use for duchening in Lashon HaKodesh. That's why I need the pasuk uveirachta to tell me that since you're giving the bracha to Hashem, you can give the bracha in any language that you want. Okay, so that's a mouthful. Let's take this slowly. So Tosfos is saying that there is a genuine bona fide svara why benching should have to be in Hebrew, which is called learn it out from Birchas HaGerizim v'Har Eval.
He says that there's a Gzeira Shava for it?
It sounds like Tosfos is using the word Gzeira Shava. Doha Bahai Gzeira Shava. With that same Gzeira Shava of Baracha Baracha, which we use for duchening in Biblical Hebrew on Lamed Ches, we should use the same Gezeirah Shava of Ubeirachta to tell me that Birchas HaMazon is in Hebrew.
How can he make up a Gezeirah Shava? How can he apply Gezeirah Shava to something that's not applied to?
So
there's no Kabbalah for it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So first of all, you're pointing out that the Gemara in Sukkah says, and the Gemara in many places,
and
that
Rashi on our
Sugya as well, that right, that you can't make your own Gezeirah Shavas. You need some sort of Kabbalah. But what is the Kabbalah? Now, the Kabbalah, according to some, just means that we have a tradition as to how many Gezeirah Shavas there are in Judaism. So there's 1,621 Gezeirah Shavas. Don't make 1,622. Right? That gives you a lot of leeway. If you hold that the Kabbalah by Gezeirah Shavas is the specific word, so here also I have a Kabbalah in this specific word. That word is bracha. It says uveirachta es Hashem.
Right, but you have it between two specific psukim, not
a no. Nope. Gezeirah Shava is bracha bracha. I learned from my Rebbe, make a Gezeirah Shava bracha bracha. Which bracha? I don't know. Pick one, pick another one. The Gezeirah, even if
the
you...
The Kabbalah doesn't come with these two psukim are automatically linked.
Correct, not at all.
And if there was another tekvav in Torah, then someone could say, oh, it's not Sukkot and Pesach.
It's Tu Bishvat. The Gezeirah of Tesov Tesov teaches me to eat matzah and shekel lulav on Tu Bishvat. Again, we have a tradition that it means, right, Pesach and Sukkot. But one could have used Chamisha Asar to tell me, right? there is still some leeway, even though Gezeirah Shavos are a Kabbalah. Deep breath. Now, so Tosis is saying that you are, I think I'm reading it correctly, Doha Bahai Gezeirah Shavah, right? Am I reading that correctly? In Tosis, this same Gezeirah Shavah, Bracha Bracha, tells me that Duchening is in Lashon Kodesh. And we're learning Duchening from Birchas HaGerizim. So I would have thought to learn Birchas HaMazon from there also. Kamash Malon Uveirachta Es Hashem. Since my bracha is going to Hashem, so therefore I'm blessing Hashem. Hashem understands every language. I should give the bracha in the language I understand, as opposed to Birchas Kaihanim when I'm blessing somebody else, as opposed to the bracha of Hagariza, I'm blessing somebody else, I'm blessing humans. Over here it's a Beirachta as Hashem. Yes, ma'am.
I'm confused then, according to Tosfot, why then the pasuk is necessary stuff, because we didn't have the pasuk because it was so, according to Rashi, self-evident that you have Birchan HaMazon. The pasuk, having the pasuk only helps the Havamina with the Bracha Bracha. If you didn't have the pasuk...
Well, in other words, the pasuk is being motzi that Gezeirah Shavah Bracha Bracha.
Exactly.
I would have thought that you have to bench in Biblical Hebrew. Kamashman uveirachta es Hashem, that you could even bench in another language.
But isn't it only that you would have thought that we're only benching in Biblical Hebrew because of the Chalzah Svata Veirachta?
Because
of, reminds me
I would have thought I'd bench in Biblical Hebrew because I use that word uveirachta to make a gezeirah shava to Har Gerizim and Har Eval. Kamash Malon, that may is a sibashahi. I'm not using uveirachta to make a gezeirah shava,
okay.
But rather I'm using that word uveirachta just as a word uveirachta.
But isn't there a whole second part of Rashi that says because it says et and not something else?
Show me.
Of Tosfot, I mean.
I mean, are you thinking about the Tosfot Shant that we'll get to in a few minutes?
No,
or
there was something.
Tosfot says.
The
since
second part the of Tosfot is all about how it says et Hashem lekecha and not lifnei Hashem lekecha.
We'll get there in a few minutes. Wait. We'll get there. Okay, but what do I see from Tosis? I see from Tosis that l'cha'ora, am I allowed to l'chatchila bench in French, according to Tosis?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, prove it.
Bench in any language.
Yeah, but any language doesn't mean that l'chatchila I could bench. Let's say I could bench in Hebrew. Am I allowed to bench in French? According to Rashi, right, lo kava hakos of lashon. If I want to bench in French, be my guest. But Tosfos is saying that read the Tosfos carefully. Me'achar shehabracha v'hashevach kelapei hashchina. Since I'm giving the bracha to Hashem, so therefore tuchal levarch. You're allowed to make a bracha in any language you want. Umistoma, it's the lashon that you recognize so that you can give the bracha to Hashem properly. Meaning, ideally, I should bench in Hebrew. But if I can't bench in Hebrew because I don't know Hebrew, or I don't know Hebrew well, I can't give a good bracha in Hebrew, so therefore I'm even allowed to bench in French. Rashi and Tosis are disagreeing halacha lemaisa as to whether lechatchila I'm allowed to bench in French.
Well, you're not allowed to bench in French according to Tosis.
According to Tosis,
you're allowed to bench in English.
Oh, I can't bench in French because I don't speak French, right? My high school French is really not going to help.
I was being serious. Like, Tosis is not
b'chol lashon,
it's
b'chol lashon b'chol shomea. Correct. Absolutely. For your Hana'a, in any language that you can give a good bracha in. That's what Tosis is saying.
So it's really
b'diavet
to do it in a different language.
Nachon.
Well,
according to Rashi, l'chatchila, I could bench in French. According to Tosis, I can only bench in French if I can't bench well in Hebrew. Then we give you license to bench in French.
That's not b'diavet, though.
It's a situational l'chatchila. In the situation, right? According to Rashi, all the time you can bench in French. Kol hakavod.
Tosfos is not saying that. But Like, bidyabed means I did it, and now it's okay. Not if I... Like, you could do it...
If someone comes and asks you a shayla, you're sitting in the calf, and someone says, tell me, am I allowed to bench in English? So if you're Rashi, you would say, of course, you could bench in English, you could bench in Hebrew, bench any way you want. If you're a Tosis, you'd have to ask the person a question. One second, do you understand Hebrew? If you understand Hebrew, you shouldn't bench in English. You can only bench in English, according to Tosis, if you can't give a good bracha in Hebrew. Right? I think...
Right, but that's not the bidyabed. That's my point.
It's a situational lechatchila. It's not the ideal.
Right.
My vocabulary is... Right, lechatchila bidyabed is not the best term, absolutely. But Rashi is certainly saying that you could bench in French more often than Tosis says you could bench in French. It's like, awesome. I never realized that, like, bench in French. It's like a whole thing. Right? Okay. Weiter.
French is always the example.
What?
French is always the example.
It's always the example. That's correct. Like we spoke about, Kol Lashon before. We had that Mishnah Brura and the Rav Hutner, right? About that you can only say brachas in French if you're in the country where they speak French, right? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Weiter. Now the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Pei Hei. The Aruch HaShulchan notes in Kuf Behe Sif Aleph that it would sound, at the end of Sif Aleph in Aruch HaShulchan, he has like a few words in like Rashi Ksav, or whatever it's called. And Aruch HaShulchan says, it sounds like according to Rashi, you're allowed to bench in French L'chatchila. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, this can't be. Again, and this is sort of like the conversation we had last time. Right, the Mishnah Berurah has this line he quotes on the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. By the way, I couldn't find the Chassam Sofer. I was looking for it. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chassam Sofer in Simen Pei Dalet and Simen Pei Vav, that you're not allowed to daven, you're not allowed to have a Shaliach Tzibur get up and daven in another language, right? It says that they have all these Kat HaMidchadshim, they have these like modern reform people, and they're trying to daven in foreign languages, and it's like a terrible thing. Abigail pointed out absolutely correctly that the Chassam Sofer is actually the opposite of what the pure halacha should be. The pure halacha should be that betzibur, it's better. The Chassam Sofer says betzibur, it's worse. Right? Okay. Zozain. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan has a write-up about this, like, kata mitchatshim over here in Birkas HaMazon. He says, you have these people, and they want to bench in French. And he says, even though it sounds like from Rashi that l'chatchila, you're allowed to do it. But the Aruch HaShulchan writes, you know what? It can't really mean that l'chatchila, you're allowed to bench in a different language. Because all languages are inferior to Hebrew. Hebrew's the best language. And even if you don't really, if you don't know Hebrew at all, so maybe we'll give you a license to bench in French. But if you know any Hebrew, so then you should only... I'm just looking if we have an Aruch HaShulchan here. If you know any Hebrew, so then you dafka should bench in Hebrew. And the Aruch HaShulchan somehow tries to stick this into the comment of Rashi. I don't know how he got there. I'm not sure exactly how the Aruch HaShulchan got there, but that's what he says.
But according to Rashi, it's a translation, correct?
A translation, yeah. Now, in some of the more, they have like these books, the Piskei Tshuvos, they're like these brown svarim. So the question is a transliteration better than a translation? If someone can't, what?
It's still Hebrew.
So it's still Hebrew. On the other hand, if I need a transliteration, I probably can't really read Hebrew, so I probably don't, right? Don't really know what I'm saying. Yishkardal, v'yishkardal. You know what I'm talking about? It's like... So, there is a discussion in these svarim. Maybe transliteration is better because the Mishnah Berurah writes that you're yotzei in Hebrew even if you don't understand it. On the other hand, it's a little bit hard to say that if you're so azavite, you're so far away from the understanding of the Hebrew that you can't even read the words, that we assume it's just like some magic or whatever. It's hard to assume that that is better than saying it in a language that you actually understand and understand what it means. Okay, but there is such a discussion. There is such a discussion regarding that. Fine. Now, why does Rashi not learn like Tosfos? Rashi assumes that there is zero hava amina, that Birkas Hamazon should be dafka in Hebrew. Now, in all the other cases of the Gemara, we have the word minolon, no? In all the other cases of the Gemara, basically we ask, how do you know it?
Why? In Shvuah
Eidus,
you don't have it either.
You don't have it either, but Tosfos reads it like there is a minolon, and Rashi has minolon by Shvuah Eidus. Look at Rashi, Dibra Masl, it's like 10 lines on the bottom. Shvuah Eidus minolon. So why does Rashi change the text in the Gemara? Right, that it's a big deal to like take out a pen and cross a word out of the Gemara. The Gemara had the word minolon, and Rashi's crossing it out. Why does Rashi not say that I'll learn from the bracha of Har Gerizim and Har Eval, at least as a hava amina, that you should do it in Hebrew? So I think there are two ways to answer this question. Again, should we repeat the question? Why does Rashi change the girsa? Tosfos l'cha'ora did a pretty admirable job of defending the text. So why does Rashi not say that?
If, why is, why did Rashi's girsa, why was that the one that won? Like, our girsa doesn't say minolon.
Argus doesn't say minolon because the printed Gemara very often follows Rashi's emendations. But when Rashi begins and he says velo garsinon, that means that Rashi's Gemara in front of him, when Rashi's a little boy, right, and they sell the Gemaras at the Sfarim sale, Rashi's girsa said minolon, and Rashi crossed the word minolon out.
So when the printing press decided
to
print, they ran with Rashi.
Correct. The printing press did not print based on Kisvei Yad. There is a volume that YU put out like 15 years ago. I actually wrote an introduction to it. It's just under the name Richard Joel, because I used to write his stuff. But so
that's a fun fact.
Huh?
That's a fun fact.
Yeah, I spent 7 years working in his office as like his ghostwriter. But so in that volume, there is a the volume is called The Printing of the Talmud, basically.
It's really big.
Yeah.
It's on the, it was when they have bookshelves in the corner, like the two on the Talmud.
That's why you put this volume out like a few years ago, but basically the printing of the Talmud was not really done based on manuscripts. It certainly was not done based on the earlier manuscripts. The Sansino family had some sort of manuscript that they liked in certain places, but most of the time what they're doing is they're just like taking your slice of Rishonim and they're sticking it into the text. In other words, like the Munich manuscript is the only complete manuscript of Shas. Ksav Yad Minkin is the Munich manuscript. The Sefer Dikduke Sofrim is basically the Munich manuscript. That is not the basis of our print in Shas. The Chiddush I found this morning is that the YU New Base Medrash does not have a Dikduke Sofrim in it. Only the Old Base Medrash has Dikduke Sofrim. It actually made me crazy this morning because I remember that there's a different Girsa and the Gemara and I was too lazy to go to the Old Base Medrash. Okay. Whatever, but that's neither here nor there.
But they didn't trust the manuscripts?
What?
They didn't trust the manuscripts?
They didn't have full access to the manuscript. They had older printed versions. The Ram Shas, this standard Shas, is published by the Almana and the Achim Ram. They were tremendous tzaddikim. They used to dip every page of the Gemara into a mikvah before they printed it. They were, typesetting meant that they would actually take letters and put them on the plate, and then they would make an impression. The Achim and Almana Ram did it from handwritten Gemaras that people had copied, not from older manuscripts, but the generation before the printing press. They copied their Gemaras. They didn't go back to older manuscripts when they printed the Ram Shas. Yeah. So why does Rashi change the Girsa? Why does Rashi take Minolan out? So again, so Abigail had her theory that, well, who says you can just make up a gezeirah shava of Baracha Baracha, right? Even though the Gemara uses it elsewhere, but maybe not. Okay, so that could be. That would require someone to be a very big Talmud Chacham to say that Rashi has a fundamentally different mahalach in how Gezeirah Shavas work. Right? Oh. But the pshat might be as follows. It could be that it's a different type of bracha. The bracha by Har Gerizim and Har Eit, the bracha of Birkas HaMazon is Shevach. Birkas HaMazon means, I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for the food. Hashem gave me food, I say thank you God. That's benching. The bracha of Har Gerizim and Har Eival is not Shevach. I'm not praising Hashem, it's a Havtacha. Right? The Ribbono Shel Olam is promising that if you keep the mitzvahs, you'll get good stuff. That word bracha, right? The word bracha means different things in different places. It's a very hard word to translate in general. But maybe Rashi is disagreeing with Tosfos because, yeah, bracha by Har Gerizim and Har Eival, Zozain. But that's not the same type of bracha as by Birkas HaMazon. The bracha by Birkas Kohanim is very similar to Har Gerizim and Har Eival. The bracha by Birchas Kohanim is, the Torah writes, I'll get to you in a second, Sarah, V'samu es shemiyah b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarechem. It's ke'ilu like the Ribbono Shel Olam is making a haftacha that if the Kohanim give a bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us, no? V'samu es shemiyah b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarechem. That's very similar to the bracha of Har Gerizim Har Eival. That is a haftacha. But Birchas HaMazon is not a bracha as haftacha. Birchas HaMazon is a bracha as in Shevach Mizengel.
It's interesting, you're talking about bracha having different meanings, because I'm in an Eov class right now, and we're talking about, like in Perek Aleph, Eov brings Korbano, because he's worried that maybe, like, Chatu Banav, they sinned in their hearts,
right.
Berchu Et Hashem. It's not actually, Berchu
Et Hashem means curse. So that's what we usually call Lashon Sagi Nahar.
It was interesting. It's like,
right? Lashon Sagi Nahar is like, you talk about a blind person in Shas, you're talking about him as someone who sees well.
Right.
Right? Okay. But yeah, that's the same idea. Like, Beirach Novel Elokim. No? The Pasuk writes that Novel cursed God. Right? It's like a Pasuk in Shmuel or something. Right? Birchas Hashem means to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It means curse. Oh. So that's one mahalach. The Keren Ora, we love him. So the Keren Ora has a different mahalach. Keren Ora says, you know what? There are certain times that the Torah gives the text of the bracha. The bracha by Har Gerizim and Har Eival, the Torah tells me, this is what you say. No? The Kohanim say, Arura ha'esh ha'shei asal pesel ma'aseicha to'avat Hashem, va'anu ha'am va'amru, Amen! Right? Amen. The Torah has a specific text of the bracha. By duchening, the Torah has a text of the bracha. Kol tevarchu et b'nei Yisrael, amor lahem, yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, yoyer Hashem ponu v'elecha. Right? There's a text of the bracha. By Birkas HaMazon, there is no text of the bracha in the Torah. Shtein Torah, v'chalta v'savata uveirachta as Hashem alaykecha, but there is no text. So it could be that I'm not going to learn. The reason why Rashi does not learn from, the reason why Rashi changes the girsa and takes the word minolan out and does not want to learn from bracha of Har Gerizim and Har Eival, because the bracha of Har Gerizim and Har Eival is a different type of bracha. Har Gerizim and Har Eival is the bracha of a specific text in the Torah. But I can't learn benching, which is a bracha without a specific text. Gotcha?
So really, Bob, why would he if he, in front of him, has a girsa that says something, I don't think that to himself he said, I can take out what the Amoraim wrote. Or about the
Sabarayim
wrote?
Okay, so I'm not sure. I believe with Achronim that's true. Most Achronim, the Vilna Gaon is an exception. I wrote a paper about this in Revel. I think the Groz Hagais on Shas, and in particular in Yerushalmi, is just from Svara. The Groz viewed himself like, I can disagree with anybody at any time, and he would just take out a pending cross lines off in Gemara. What? Because
he was like,
no, well, he really, whatever. But the Gra would do that. Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar has like a curse for people who change text to Svarim. That's why the tradition is, if you feel there's a mistake in the Sefer, you write on the margin. You don't cross the word out.
Right,
I don't think that
that's
was...
like the power of Masorah.
Right. I don't think that was true before Rabbi Nutam, and I believe that Rashi would actually change Gersa'os straight up. I hope I don't get kicked out of Yeshiva for saying this. But I really think that that's correct within Rashi. Also, you have to realize that... Yeah, we'll say it like that.
Like, it's not that he thought...
Rashi has a Gemara in front of him that says the word Minolon, and Rashi says, take those words out.
Because he thinks that the Amoraim originally didn't have it in theirs, and it was a mistake that someone added it in.
Probably.
Or because he thinks that it should be removed from...
Either way. I mean, probably the first way more than the second way. But the point is, Rashi can't get his head around the fact that we should be learning from Hargerizim and Harevel and maintaining that Gersa. I don't think Rashi had different Kisvei Yad in front of him and is choosing Ksav Yad A over Ksav Yad B. The Rishonim would have only one Ksav Yad in front of them. They didn't like have big libraries. I really don't think that Rashi made corrections based on different Kisvei Yad. Okay, Vaitar.
So by Rashi taking out Minotlan, he's saying that there is no Gezerah Shava and it has nothing to do with...
Well, Rashi is saying that the Gezerah Shava of Bracha Bracha only connects Duchening, Birchas Kohanim, to Hagarizim Hareval. We cannot use Bracha Bracha for Birchas Hamazon.
For saying all that by taking out Minotlan?
Well, and he does all of that by taking out Minotlan, right. If you would have Minotlan in, so then you're very open to the possibility that you could be learning from Birchas Hargerizim and Harevel, like Taisa says. But Rashi...
So it's not Tosfos who makes up the Bracha Bracha Gzeres Shava that would connect...
I mean, the Gemara has the Bracha Bracha Gzeres Shava and Daf Lamed Ches, and Tosfos is connecting it to Birchas Hamazon also, as a way of defending the old text of Minolan. Right. Okay, Vayter. First wide line in Tosis. V'achin amisa birushami depirkin, the amar hasam of veirachta, kidei sheyehe yodeya lemi mivareich. The word uveirachta means that you have to know who you're giving a bracha to. U'mashar per keitzer mivarchim afilo amara b'loshon chol shelo ketikuna yotza. Right, this line, Tosis, is abundantly obvious. Even if you say it in a foreign language, you don't say, again, Abigail doesn't like the word b'di'eved, but b'di'eved, dumya d'bin yamin raya karech rifta b'hada d'karech amar b'rich rechman amore d'hai pita. No?
That's what, at least Chabad
came. So Chabad, I grew up saying, I remember my grandfather teaching me right, that you don't, before you know how to make full brachas, so you say brich rachmanos, right?
Yeah.
I remember doing this. It's in the Chabad Siddur. Yeah, first of all, it's very difficult. There's like the Taz points out if you want to say brich rachmanos, you have to say alokana or
my
not.
That's what
my
siblings say.
What?
My siblings say with
alokana. It says alokana, I don't remember.
Yeah,
too.
Well, that's what Chabad does.
It's been a long time since I did this. I did this like when I was three.
Before, like,
yeah.
Huh?
In the Lubavitcher Siddur, it says that for there's like the first page in the Lubavitcher Siddur, brachas for katanim or something for little kids, and I have the brich rachmana. But it comes from a Gemara. The Gemara brachas taf mem. So I grew up Chabad, by the way. As chataya nimazker ayom, my family has been Chabad for like seven generations. I'm trying to do tshuva and break away from it, but what can we do? I told this to...
Messianic Chabadniks?
What?
Messianic Chabadniks?
My sister married David Berger's son. Does that answer your question?
No.
You know David Berger? He's like the Dean of Revel. He wrote the book called The Rebbe, the Messiah, and the Scandal of Orthodox Indifference. Hey, David Berger is like quite stark anti-Chabad. Is that a fair statement?
I don't want to comment on this.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I'm bringing up things, but whatever. The point is that the Gemara in Bracha says that you can make a brich rachman on your yotzei. It sounds like your yotzei bidi ever, comma, period, end of that tesis. So Tosis is quoting that lechatchila you should bench in Hebrew. Bidi Eved, you could bench in a different language. Whereas according to Rashi, right, you could bench in any language you want. Then let's go on Tosis. Umi va'amaret alofnei Hashem alokecha. Dichsiv gabi vidui maiser lo yalef. By vidui maiser, the Torah says, v'amaret alofnei Hashem alokecha, bi'arti ha-kodesh min abayis. We learned that vidui maiser is done b'chol lashon. So why don't I learn that birkas hamazon can be done b'chol lashon from vidui maiser? By vidui maiser it says Hashem alokecha. By birkas hamazon it says uveirachta es Hashem alokecha. Right? It's almost like a gzeirah shavah Hashem alokecha, Hashem alokecha. But maybe you should bench b'chol lashon just like vidui maiser. Says Tosis, you can't learn from v'amaret alofnei Hashem alokecha that says by vidui maiser. De lo domi lahai dohacha, ksiv es Hashem, avohosam lifnei Hashem ksiv. Taisa says you can't compare vidui maiser, where the Torah says, v'anisa v'amata lifnei Hashem lokecha. Lifnei Hashem means in the presence, the Rabbi Nishal Olam. Uveirachta es Hashem lokecha means that you're giving the bracha to Hashem, no? By vidui maiser, it has to be lifnei Hashem, in the presence of Hashem. And Tosis says, lifnei Hashem means it has to be in the Azara. Vidui maiser has to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, I need the Gezeira Shava of Amira Amira to tell me that I bench, or bracha bracha, Amira Amira, whatever it is, to tell me that I can bench in any language. Don't learn it from Vidui Maiser. Excuse me. Therefore, I need Amira Amira. I need Amira Amira by Saita and by Vidui Maiser to say it can be done in any language, because Vidui Maiser is different than the others, because Vidui Maiser has to be done with Lefnei Hashem. Now, Tosis is saying that you can only do vidui maiser in the Azara. This is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, no? The Rambam in the 11th perek of Maiser Sheni, Halacha Dalet. The Rambam writes, Bein bifnei habayis, bein shelo bifnei habayis, chayiv levair lehisvados. You have to do vidui maiser whether or not there's a Beis HaMikdash. We do this today, no? Vidui maiser is done like Pesach of year 4, no? After years 1, 2, and 3, Pesach of year 4, you do vidui maiser. So we do vidui maiser today, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. The Ravid jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels. And the Ravid says, Amar Avram, Zashibush. It's a mistake. Shahavidui eino ela lifnei Hashem, ve'ein lifnei Hashem ela bebayis. Vidui has to be done lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem means in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says, even though it says lifnei Hashem, it doesn't have to be in the Beis HaMikdash. So Tosfos is agreeing with the Ravid, no? Tosfos is saying that vidui maiser has to be lifnei Hashem, meaning in the Azara. That's what the Ravid says. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that lifnei Hashem does not mean in the Beis HaMikdash, even though the Rambam there in Halachi Vav, in Perek Yud Alef Maaser Sheni Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes that ideally mitzvaso in the Mikdash, but nonetheless im hisvada b'chol makom yatza. So it would seem like there is, like, at first glance, like, Temi was already giving us Chabad theology a few minutes ago, but it would seem like the Machlokas, Rambam and Ravid, is about whether God is everywhere. Do you accept the line in the Zohar, v'les aser de panya mine klal? No? Correct? You learn Tanya? You don't learn Tanya?
I mean, I did, but...
Whatever. Sorry, I'm having too much fun. But, Rambam holds that Lifnei Hashem does not mean only in the Mikdash. The Ravid says Lifnei Hashem means only in the Mikdash. You see this idea a few other places in the Rambam, no? The Rambam famously in the Perish HaMishnah in the third parak of Mesaches Sukkah. We know that the Torah writes that there is a mitzvah, Ulakachtam Lachem Bayim HaRishon, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, the first day of Sukkot, you shake a lulav. In the Mikdash, the mitzvah was to shake a lulav all 7 days of Yom Tov. The mitzvah min ha-Torah in the Mikdash, right? For us, the mitzvah d'oraisa is day one. The rest of the Yom Tov is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and there are nafgaminas in terms of if your pitim falls off and stuff like that, no? Do you have to own it as a nafgamina? And pitim is a little more complicated. Do you have to own it as a nafgamina? For us, the first day of Yontiv is Dairaisa. The rest of Yontiv, shaking Galulov, is Darabonan. In the Mikdash, the Torah writes, Usmachtem Lufnei Hashem Alokechem Shivas Yomim. That tells me that in the Mikdash is a mitzvah Dairaisa to shake the Lulav all 7 days of Yontiv. The Rambam in Perish HaMishnah writes, that usmachtem lufnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim means that the mitzvah d'oraisa to shake the lulav is not only in the mikdash, but anywhere in Yerushalayim there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to shake the lulav all 7 days. And this leads to the chumrah of people who shake the lulav, let's say, in who knows where in Israel. Then you show up in the old city again, right, at some day during Chol HaMoed, that you should dafka get a lulav. And Dafka shake it again. And Dafka ask the person who gives you the lulav, not that you're borrowing the lulav, but to be makna the lulav to you, so you could fulfill the mitzvah min ha-Torah, according to the Rambam, v'smachnam lefnei Hashem, because lefnei Hashem for the Rambam does not mean only the mikdash, lefnei Hashem means anywhere in Yerushalayim. The Ravid seems to say that lefnei Hashem means only in the mikdash. And that's why the Ravid says that Vidui Meiser is only in the Mikdash, because it says Lefnei Hashem. The Rambam, however, understands Lefnei Hashem to be anywhere. Anywhere in Yerushalayim could be Lefnei Hashem. Now, again, this is problematic, because there are a number of psukim in the Torah that use the word Lefnei Hashem and clearly does not mean only in the Mikdash. The Torah writes, by eating kachim kalim, eating a bechor. It doesn't mean a firstborn son. It means a firstborn animal. The Torah says that what? V'achalta lifnei Hashem alokecha tochlenu shana b'shana. Lifnei Hashem alokecha. Lifnei Hashem. We don't eat kachem kalem only in the mikdash. You eat kachem kalem b'chol ha'ir. Right? That's a mishnah in Ezehu Mekoman that you say at the beginning of davening. No, that you eat kachem kalem b'chol ha'ir. So for some reason over there, even the Ravid agrees that Lefnei Hashem means all of Yerushalayim, yet by Vidui Meiser, for some reason, the Ravid assumes that Lefnei Hashem means only in the Azara. Tosfos says it means only in the Azara. I'm bothered by this kasha, I don't know. Okay, one last ha'ara on this sugya. Can we have 2 more minutes and then we'll run to get a shuttle? Or I'll run to get a shuttle. 2 more minutes, let's go. So the Tosfos Shans over here. Fascinating Tosfos Shans. The pasuk by benching says, "V'chalta v'savatu v'irachta es Hashem lokecha." No, Tosfos understood that es Hashem means that you're giving the bracha to Hashem. Therefore, you give the bracha in any language you want. The Tosfos Shans, for some reason, it's like in my Tosfos Shans, like 4 lines on the bottom. Yesh omer b'pshat shetzarich levarich bal habayis. Dichsiv v'irachta es. The es is a ribui l'rabos es bal habayis. No. In many, when you bench, so you're supposed to give a bracha to the Baal HaBayis. That means like this, if someone is giving me a meal, I should give them a bracha. And many birkonim have, Yiratzon Shalei Vosh Baal HaBayis, Lo Baal HaMazev, Lo Baal HaBa, V'yitzlach Mo Bocha Nechasav, Yiu Nechasav, it sounds like Chacham Ovadia. No, Yiu Nechasav, O Nechasenu, Mitzlachim, Ukovim La'ir, right? That's what it says, it's Gemar Brachas Daf Memvav or something. So, what's that idea, to give a bracha to Baal HaBayis? Tosfos Shans sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. We learn from the word es, ubeirachta es Hashem alokecha, the es is marbe, not only do you thank Hashem for the food, but you thank the Baal HaBayis who gave you the food. Also, it's a din d'oraisa. That is wild. That's a wild idea. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to thank the Baal HaBayis who gave me food. If I'd have more time, I'd elaborate on it. Maybe next time we will. Okay, Chevra, we should have a good night. And I'm going to try to get you like some review questions. Those of you who haven't been here for a while, we are not giving a midterm, but we want everyone to chazer, so I'll give a bunch of review questions to insist that, or I'm not insist, but to try to ensure that you appropriately chazer, so that you know the materials, that we're mekayim not only the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, but the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah also, which the Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch, right? The Alter Rebbe is the Baal HaTanya VaShulchan Aruch. The Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch that the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah trumps the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If you have a choice of going to two different yeshivas, in one place you'll learn for more hours, in the other place you'll have a better Rebbe and you'll learn fewer hours, but you'll know more. Which yeshiva do you go to? Yediyas HaTorah yeshiva. That's what the Alter Rebbe writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Okay, ladies, you should have a wonderful evening.